Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we're with Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all at SEGO.com, where you can go to get the news from that area. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
The top story we're working on today is the numbers are in. That's from BOCES, and it shows some significant drops in enrollment.
Every year for the past 8 years, our local BOCES has issued what they do is they track birth per year by school district and then align them with graduating classes. So, for instance, kids born in 2011 are in kindergarten this year, and they'll be graduating 12 years from now. So the super, Nick Saban, he's able to track whether enrollments are going up or going down. So, I mean, this being upstate, you can imagine what he's finding. And every year, the findings are a little shocking, and you keep thinking they're going to flatten out, but they don't seem to. So this year's projections show that ONC BOCES-wide, and this is the Otsego, Delaware County BOCES, BOCES-wide, there's going to be a 217 drop in graduating students in the 19 districts. So that's an 11% drop. In Cooperstown, it was particularly shocking. He sees, in comparing live births to graduates, a drop from 297 to 197 over the next 12 years, which is 100 fewer students, a 34% drop. Oneonta actually is the one bright spot. He sees 77 more students, a 15% increase from 507 to 584. Now, in thinking about this, of course, there are fewer jobs, and of course, this is an indication of the continuing out-migration from upstate. But I think another factor may be the housing, and particularly in the Cooperstown area, where 2,400 people work for Bassett Hospital, we're seeing this drop because no new houses are being built. Contrarily, in Oneonta, a private developer has just finished a big development, Hillside Commons, for students, and that's opening up a lot of apartments in the city itself. And the city is actually building 100 new units. And of course, if you have housing, you can anticipate new families, and you can look to a little bit of a brighter future. Saban also pointed out that institutions can make a big difference. And for instance, in Oneonta, we have two colleges, Hartwick College and SUNY Oneonta, the state school, and also Fox Hospital. And he says that this brings a stability to population centers that communities lacking these kinds of institutions don't have. But on the whole, it's not a very positive picture, and I'm sure that if we looked around upstate, we would find that that's pretty much the case everywhere, which is a cause for concern for everybody, or it should be.
Finally, before we go, I hear Bud Selig's induction into the Hall of Fame is causing some chatter around town.
Well, he was always a controversial character, nationwide, but also here in Cooperstown. Of course, you probably remember from your boyhood the Hall of Fame game, which was eliminated in 2008, largely because Selig couldn't round up the baseball teams to come here one day a year and play. So I guess here locally, when we think of Bud, we think of the end of the Hall of Fame game, but of course, we're going to honor him, so there you have it.
Jim Kevlin, he is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all at SEGO.com.